It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Over in Workingham, England, there's a fellow by the name of John Baldwin. Mr. Baldwin was busy, it seems, doing nothing. He was so busy doing nothing that he got himself into trouble with the law. He was so busy doing nothing that he did not have time to pick up the mail that was piling up at his front door. Among the letters that Baldwin did not open were demands for tax payments. Baldwin was taken to court, freed on bail pending a tax probe, and allowed to return to his normal pursuits. When asked what he had accomplished in the 30 years he had devoted to restful research, Baldwin replied, "Nothing. That's what I set out to accomplish." Well, you know, there are a lot of folks in this old world who, although they don't go quite to the extreme that Mr. Baldwin does, seem to agree with him on this idea of doing nothing. Or if they do anything, it's for themselves only. And in a real sense, one could say that what Mr. Baldwin does, he does for himself only. It's a real shame that Mr. Baldwin and countless others who do nothing for anyone else and very little for themselves could not come under the influence of the master workman of the world. Their lives would all be a little different if he was allowed to motivate them instead of them attempting to motivate themselves. There is one thing that everyone can be thankful for, and that is that the Creator has not quit his job. Consider what the result would be if he should decide that he'd like to become busy doing nothing. You're talking about a mess? There would be a dilly. But he hasn't decided to quit, and he never will. The Galilean spoke to some who listened one day in the town of his trial, and he said, "My father is working still, and I'm working." If we are hunting for something to be thankful for, there it is. It's a pity that Mr. Baldwin could not come under the influence of the great carpenter. The carpenter would give him some meaningful work to do and would make him happy doing something constructive in this world instead of doing nothing. Some people interested in the subject of doing the work of the Creator asked the carpenter one day, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" And he answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Witness the work of those who have believed in him all over the world." Just before the terrible death, this man of all men spoke, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do." The one who gave him work to do gives each of us a job also. And to be sure, it's not a job of doing nothing. It would be a wonderful world if we could say the same thing he said before our death also. If you have something to do, get busy. If not, find something.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.